Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Billy Owen, whack whack yesterday. Morning, Billy.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. Well done yesterday. Your first city double.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it was a good day, yeah.
What about it? This horse, Bergen, for John O'Shea, who you ride quite a bit for, he looks to be a nice three-year-old.
Yeah, for sure. He's certainly doing good things, isn't he? Just sort of keeps stepping up to the mark, which John set for him, and got the job done again quite impressively late yesterday.
Yeah, he just got home that last 100 metres or so. He just extended out strong, and they do have a bit of a rap on the horse that you beat plenty, so that form might be okay. What, 1,300 yesterday, can he get a little bit further?
Oh, for sure, I think, I think he's still sort of learning his craft, and, I think his last 100 was clearly his best work yesterday, and I think he'll definitely sort of get out to the, eight sort of furlong range. So be sort of quite exciting next prep with him.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Billy, you're also one on Destiny's Own there for Gerald Ryan. And just saying that that's your first city double, tell our listeners a little bit about you, because you're based at Canberra.
Yes, I've actually been in Canberra with Nick Olive for 10 years. I moved over there from Gundagai, about 10 years ago now, and I was apprentice for a couple of years back when I first moved over, but then gave it up for a few years, and but stayed with Nick and travelled around with a few horses for him, and just been back riding professionally for just under 12 months now, and obviously still with Nick. Apprentice to Nick down there in Canberra. So, things are going well, and getting a few opportunities in town, which is good.
And at this stage, you look at your last sort of 20-odd rides, you're doing a fair bit of travelling with the living at Canberra.
Yeah, look, there's probably a few things that have to go out that, I wouldn't be able to do the travelling and the riding that I'm doing without Nick sort of letting me not sort of work me into the ground and just sort of let me get to the races and do that side of things. And also big thanks to Sean Geimer. I stay at his place down in Sydney a lot. It's sort of a halfway home for me, and without that I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing either.
Well, it sounds like you're in a good place. And the other one I wanted to ask you about was that horse Parliament for Andrew Dale down at Albury. That horse looks a nice, promising type as well.
Yeah, 100%. Fair to say he's sort of one of my favourites going around at the moment. Had four starts on him now for three wins, and he arguably should have won his other start. So he's definitely going the right way, and I think he might even be coming down to maybe Sydney for a midweek or something in the next few weeks.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. Won the other day there on his home track. Well, mate, you must have stayed at Shorten Geimer's last night, did you? Because you're off to Wyong today.
Yeah, I sure did. I've been at Shawnee's for the last couple of nights, actually. And, like I said, it's a massive help. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without his place.
Yeah, understand. So you've got a couple of rides there. You've got Seller for Kim War, and Tracy Bartley's got a horse called Defeat, who you won on at Kembla first up.
Yep. It was a pretty good win at Kembla. Tracy, he assured me it was ready to go first up, but he also said that he'd improve off the run, and it was a gritty win down there at Kembla. So hopefully he can step up to a class one today and acquitting so well. And I just watched the replay of Kim's horse there about 10 minutes ago, and just got run down last start. So with another, another run under its belt, it should be around the mark from a soft draw.
And just briefly, Billy, the option, you know, the opportunities have come. You've got Rides tomorrow at Goulburn, and then you're at Rose Hill. You've got Takamochi for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott in the Lord Mayor's Cup, which I think tells us that you are riding well, that Sydney trainers are putting you on. And I love you again on Madison Avenue for Mark Connors.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be my first ride in a stakes race, actually. So that'll be something to sort of take in, and appreciate the rides off trainers like Jay and Adrian. I can't wait to get back on Madison Avenue again. She's in great form and draws to get a lot of favours on Saturday. So she should be right around the mark again too.
Yeah, gee, that's a great thrill, mate. I didn't realise that, but your first stakes ride.
Yeah, that's right. I sort of probably haven't had a lot of race rides in total, but it's certainly going to be something for me to take in on Saturday.
It will be, for sure. And even just getting in the jockey's room on a Saturday, because it is totally different, isn't it? How young are you, Billy?
I'm 26, 27 in July, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You obviously right now are making a big fist of it. It's something you mentioned there, you had time off, but you've come back and you really want to be a part of the industry.
Oh, 100%. You know, even with the time that I had off, you know, I love the industry, and it's just like a big family. And even the whole time I was off, all I wanted to do was ride, and that's probably the main reason I got into the picnics while I was off. But you know, it was great fun and kept that side of things, you know, that thrill of things for me going a little bit. But I always wanted to sort of get back at some stage, just whether my body would realistically let me do it. And you know, probably mentally a bit more mature now, and you know, think things, I've got my weight under control now, and things are going really well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I can hear, we spoke to Glenn Boss earlier about coming home from Singapore to ride here, and you've got that same sort of little buzz in your voice that you can hear that you're really excited about where you are at the moment. Anthony Henning, who manages Winona Costin, looks after yourself as well. So, mate, good luck. I hope it's a good day today at Wong, but also over the next few days, and suck it in on Saturday and enjoy being a part of your first stakes ride.
100%. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.